Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most modern organizations have come to value cultural and racial diversity. But Derek Avery, an associate professor of human resource management at Temple University, has found that in some retail environments, diversity can come at a price.
It's a commonly held notion that matching the demographics of employees and customers makes sound business sense, but the research thus far has produced conflicting findings. Does similarity, in fact, sell? According to a nationwide study we conducted of a major U.S. department store, the answer is yes. Representativeness, which compares the level of diversity of store personnel to that of customers, appears to increase customer satisfaction and profit. Outlets with higher representativeness boosted productivity by $625 per employee. Such an increase amounts to about $94,000 per store, or a total of $69 million across the company. Representativeness is both functional and symbolic. It conveys that a company does not discriminate in its hiring and provides a clue to customers that they'll receive equitable service. This effect is more pronounced for stores with minority customers who seem to be more aware of matching cues when choosing a store to patronize. Representativeness can also elevate a workforce's willingness and ability to meet the needs of their clientele. It encourages employees to treat all customers with courtesy and respect, resulting in a better customer experience. But while racial-ethnic matching is profitable, it is also perilous. Companies that engage in concerted employee-customer matching efforts, such as illegal hiring quotas, put themselves at great risk. Instead, organizations can avoid such risk by regularly assessing their representativeness through several key factors, including whether the applicant pool looks like its customer base. The success of programs like affirmative action and diversity management are contingent upon organizations keeping track of levels of representation among their personnel. An organization that is oblivious to representativeness may also be unaware of the inadvertent signals its customers are receiving.
That was Temple University's Derek Avery. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. But it's not like the adverts.